What's good, Flavor Fest family? We are back with another episode of the Flavor Fest Urban Leadership Podcast, right here from Crossover Church in Tampa, Florida. It's going down, and Flavor Fest has been on tour this year. If you haven't heard, man, I don't know where you've been. We've already been to New York City. The Big Apple had an amazing Flavor Fest there back in April, and then we went from the East Coast all the way over to the Left Coast, the West Coast. They call it the best coast. I don't know if I agree with that fully, but, you know, I'm an East Coast baby. But we went to Los Angeles, specifically Long Beach. We were there on Cinco de Mayo, May 5th and May 6th. We partnered with City to City. Shout out to my mentor, Larry Acosta. We partnered with Light and Life Church. It was just an amazing, amazing event. And so we had Miles Minnick in the building for a concert. We had Angie Rose. And then we had a bunch of L.A. artists that were there that toured up. We had Jay Cash. I mean, they had a live saxophone player with him and everything was crazy. We had Phil the Voice. And that's who we're talking to today. He's going to be our guest today. We got some stuff we're going to talk about, some updates, some crazy stuff that he's gone through in the last week or so. And so we want to update you on that and dive in. But before we do that and bring him on, I want to show you a little glimpse of what LA was like. Check it out.
I don't got a front. I don't got a stunt. Slide through your church. We gonna turn that thing up. He just sneezed with the team, and I'm trying to show the pastor. On the under, he gonna ask me how to do it after. Up where we headed. My soul got the glow embedded. We taking over. I bet it. I'ma see it because I said it. If we don't, I'll admit it. But I can see it's not winning. It's back to back. Never ending. Got an unlimited engine. I'ma show up. Show out, I'ma show out, I'ma show out. Stop acting like you don't know what I'm about. I'ma show out, I'ma show out. Throw it up or you get thrown out. Every time that the click go out. I'ma show out, I'ma glow out. I'ma show out, I'ma show out.
Hold up, I'm at the back. I've been chilling, I ain't worried about Jack. When they see me, I don't even wanna act. Always, no, I can't go back, back, back. Got a big heart, tryna get big arms. The devil try to block the road like State Farm. Back then, I was asking where the hits are. Yeah, this thing gotta bounce like Pixar. Straight rats, all cap in the big seats. I'd rather have the victory like Nipsey. Spirit chopping down the tax, can't give me. Yeah, my girl love the Lord and she pretty. I let it breathe, I'm going hard, I'm set free. This for them folks stuck in bondage. I'ma show y'all who my God is.
I'ma show out, show out. I'ma show out, I'ma show out. Stop acting like you don't know what I'm about. I'ma show out, I'ma show out.
Yeah, make some noise. Flavor Fest LA. It was fire. And listen, we are coming next to the ATL, to the city of Atlanta on Saturday, June the 10th. So tap in, flavorfest.org is where you can get tickets, where you can find all the details out. We just put the speakers up, the workshops, the concert information. Most of it's up there. We're waiting on a final person to give us their okay, give us their yes. So listen, Atlanta is going to be fire. If you're down in the Texas area, we're going to be in Houston in July. July the 15th, we'll be in H-Town. We're going to be tapping in down there with some of our guys, Trey Nine and Von One and Will Cumbie. That's his hometown. We're partnering with Urban Youth Workers Institute on these next two tour dates. And then, of course, Flavor Fest will be back right here where I'm streaming this from right now in Tampa, Florida, November the 2nd through the 4th for the full conference, the main conference. And you don't want to miss it this year. It is going to be our biggest one we've ever had. I'm telling you right now, it is going to be crazy. Some of the stuff that we got planned for November, it's going to be the finale after all the tour dates this year. So tap in, flavorfest.org. Thank you guys for jumping in. We're here every Friday is when we do this live on YouTube, and we're going to go live on Instagram in just a second as well. You could watch us on the replay. It's on all the podcast platforms. But do me a favor, if you haven't subscribed to the channel, go ahead and do that. Like this video as well. That helps boost it up a little bit in the algorithms, let some other people know about it. There's been more and more people tapping in. And so we just came from LA. You just saw the video showing the highlights of an amazing weekend of training pastors, urban leaders, church planters, entrepreneurs, artists. It was an incredible time. And so one of those artists that are there, he's not just an artist, but even more than that, he's a pastor. And this dude is like, he's like my little brother. He calls me a skinny twin. And so I'm not going to call him the other twin. I just call him twin. So, but this is my guy right here. And we've had a great relationship for many years now. I've got so much stuff in common as pastor's kids, same denominational background. Sometimes we start just talking about more of our stories to each other, and it's almost scary. It's like, yo. But I'm super excited to have him with us today. So come on, family, make some noise for my guy, Phil, the voice. What's up, baby?
Hey, what's up? What's up, y'all? How you doing, man? So good to be with you, Tommy.
Good to be with you, man, from the West Coast, man. Los Angeles is in the building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So listen, man, I'm gonna jump live here on my IG. So you can jump in on there as well. I'm awesome. Connecting that in right there. So we'll get all the IG crowd on here as well. Boom. So just jump in there, tap in with me, Phil, and we'll get it popping there as well.
Awesome.
So yeah, man. So the last week or so has been some crazy stuff that you guys have gone through. And so I guess we could kind of just jump right to it, and then we'll kind of, you know, talk about some other stuff beyond that as well. But it's been a crazy last week or so. So I just waved to you. Okay, so you requested. Here we go.
Yeah, we're good.
We're gonna get to it in just a second. We just want to get live on here for the IG people as well. It's connecting, I think, right now. There we go.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome.
So we don't get an echo.
Word up.
All right, man. So, man, tell everybody what has been going on in your world, bro.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been cool. I mean, just living, but it was wild. A little over 8 days ago, a senior pastor of church, as you know, because you've been there, you've ministered and been able to minister at your awesome church multiple times as well. And our church is called Nations Church LA. And on top of that, my wife, Melanie Dawn, and I also have a nonprofit. And so it's called Vine Style Ministries, Incorporated. For over 20 plus years, we've been helping supply people who are underserved in our communities in LA and the Inland Empire predominantly. With, you know, training in musical theory, training in instruments, training in sound recording, mixing, songwriting workshops, been doing that for well over 20 years. And so we incorporated a while back, and God blessed, we were able to get ourselves a brick and mortar spot, and we started renting, and we redid the facility. We built a room within a room, got a dope tracking room, and started putting in work, man, and giving out presents and doing wraparound services and you name it, you know, on holidays, doing all types of cool stuff. So staying busy in that regard. And May 11th, me and my beautiful wife, who incidentally has been on chemo for the last year or so, we said, let's get out of here. Let's go out of town and just get out in Laguna Beach, which she likes a lot, and just kind of chill. So on the morning of our 21st anniversary, I got a call from my CFO who said, bro, we got a problem. It looks like there's been a fire down at the nonprofit. I said, okay, well, I know there's a lot of buildings around us. I wasn't too worried, and just kind of said, okay, well, what's going on? He goes, I don't know. I got to call the police. I said, okay, we'll find out. Let me know what's going on. And a little bit later, he called me back and said, looks like our spot burned down. And I said, what? Burned down? So, yeah, that was where kind of the madness started. The nonprofit burned down, started sending me some pictures, started sending me some videos. So I just got on the press releases and start sending them out. We're in LA. And so I started sending them out to all the major news outlets and just telling everybody what's going on, letting them know how they can help and how they can be aware. And God really started running with that on some dope stuff. And so, long story short, yeah, the nonprofit burned down and we are in a season of repair. We're only 8 days in.
Man. And you guys got a lot of media coverage.
Yeah, we did. We were on ABC. We were on CBS, a local one called KCAL9. And then we got some spots on some independent places online. Yeah, man. And so that was a blessing. Was able just to tell the story. You know, unfortunately, the type of insurance that we had at that location, because it's a total separate entity from our church, the type of insurance that I had was a liability. So it would have covered our stuff only if we started the fire. So insurance got back with us here.
Hold on. Only if you started the fire?
Yeah. And so not only that, and it covers the people. If we started the fire, we covered, you know, the people's properties that we would have destroyed. Unfortunately, we didn't start the fire. Next door neighbors did. It caught on to our warehouse and burnt the roof off, ruined everything inside, tore things up. It just ran through, ripped through. And so insurance just called us back this week, said they're covering nothing. So my team was quick to go on the GoFundMe, and people have been showing love. That thing continues to go up. So we're close to about pushing around 9,000 between that and some other donations, which is great, but we're well beyond 10 times that. So we are in a place where God's our provider, and it's been a crazy, crazy, crazy thing. You know, we're excited to rebuild, but you know, nobody likes going through this sort of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, that's tough, bro. That was your anniversary, and that's the call.
Yeah, it was my anniversary
that morning, and you're trying to relax and celebrate and rest, and then boom, you get hit with that out of left field.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. Man, yeah, so, man, it was crazy.
So it was crazy. $100,000 is what you guys are trying to raise, and you're about a tenth of the way there. So mm-hmm. so how can people, mm-hmm. man, even like find the GoFundMe yeah. link?
No doubt. If they go to my Instagram at The Voice Raps, so just the little at sign and TheVoice Raps, hit my link tree. It'll be right there at the top. They can go right to the GoFundMe, or they can go to Vine Style Ministries. That's VineStyle Ministries, MinistriES, .com. And it's right there at the top as well. They can hit our GoFundMe. And so we're thankful, man, just thankful for the opportunity that you've allotted us just to be on here, not just to talk about that, but just to be able to be a voice for, you know, when you're an urban ministry that's doing ministry and serving underserved people, you know, a lot of times we got to link arms and just show love. So thank you for bringing us on and just helping us talk about our ministry, as well as just what God's going to do to get us out of this thing, because he's going to get us out. And it's going to be we're going to throw a party.
Yeah, man.
Well, and I gotta fly you out, man. I think when we have the party, I'm going to fly you out when we relaunch. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. I want to come out and see the new studio, the new community center.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You guys have been doing such great work for so many years. And a lot of people aren't always aware of that. They just know, right. like, you don't advertise that all the time. You know, your church, you're pastoring, you're doing your music. But you're pouring into that community in so many different ways.
Yeah, we're pouring in L.A. I mean, every Friday we have, you know, we're doing homeless ministry where we do drug intervention services. Yeah, we do a lot. The Lord opens the door where we get these folks into free living facilities to be able to get off the street, get their lives straight. So we do that. We have food ministries. We give out couches, refrigerators, you name it, everything you can name to the community. We understand that giving free stuff out doesn't equate to transforming a life, but it does open a door to where somebody's heart can open and they see the church loves them. And we've been so persistent and consistent over at our local church for the last 17 and a half years that they know that we're not flying by night. You know, we do big outreaches just like everybody else on the big holidays and provide safe environments for the kids. You name it, man. But, you know, from clothes to free prayer stuff, like drive-through prayer stuff. And then just the obvious stuff, like I said, the drug intervention, the clothing, household goods. We stay really connected with our city serve ministry with the Assemblies of God, which is our mother corporation. So we get access to all types of food and all types of clothing from some of the biggest corporations in the world. And it's just, you know, no strings attached. We don't say you have to come to a service. We just let them know we love you. Jesus loves you. And we're here to serve the community. So we do that. And then we do a different version of that by providing underserved youth and young adults with music training at Vine Style, which is about 50 miles out of the LA County proper in another area that's very special to me and my wife, where we met in the Inland Empire. So yeah, bro, just been staying pounding that out. Now we're looking for a new spot and believing God for greater things. And I have a really big announcement I can't make yet because there's some legalities that are
going to be the exclusive right here.
Let me just hint toward this. Some of the biggest people in the music industry, and that's not an underscore, from producers to, and the biggest, when I talk about work on the biggest records in the world, on top of that, some really big corporations and foundations heard about what we've been doing. and just went and sat in a room with some really wonderful people, and they're working on trying to see how they can get us up and in action even quicker. So God is good. There's things in the works, and when we're off the line, I'll tell you more about it. But yeah, it's super dope. I can't really talk about it now because it's very sensitive, but I'm super thankful. And God is on, he's on the move, and we're just, you know, like I did when they were interviewing me on ABC7, I was like, I'm not, some pastor called me up and I love him. He was like, man, you got to be depressed. I said, no, bro, I've been through more than this. I'm not depressed. God's got, he's going to work it out. He's going to work it out.
Yeah. You're mature enough to know that when stuff like this happens, God is up to something, and you're going to come out of this stronger and better than before you went into it.
Come on. We're going to shout now. Hit the Hammond.
Come on, baby. Come on. Yeah. We'll do that. We'll do that part right there, man.
There you go.
All right, man. So, hey, bro, I want to show one of the video clips from the news, and this for everybody out there that's watching, those that are listening to just audio podcasts, you'll be able to hear the you know, all the vocal stuff. But those that are watching on YouTube, you can see the visuals. So check this out.
Well, tonight, a local nonprofit is picking up the pieces after a fire ripped through their Inland Empire warehouse.
The organization specializes in music lessons for underserved kids. KCAL News' Simon Editor Mike Rogers at the desk. And Mike, how much damage was done here?
Pat and Juan, it was quite significant, so much so that this morning when the fire was happening, we actually sent SkyCal all the way out there. We've got that video to show you. You can see by the time we got there, a good portion of the roof was already gone, smoke and flame still pouring through, and you can see how extensive the damage is. Now, this is the building of Vine Style Incorporated. They're Vine Style Ministries, which helps underserved communities, primarily with music lessons. They offer free music lessons. They have a whole recording studio in there, all for underserved youth. Now, I want to show you the pictures of the inside. Look at how extensive the damage was. Now, the ministry there says they lost the recording studios, several guitars, all kinds of musical equipment, as well as household goods that they were supposed to be giving out to the community in the near future. Not to mention, as you can see, the building here, a complete loss. Now, as for how the fire started, that's all still under investigation. The San Bernardino County Fire Department is looking into that. The business says if you know anything, they want you to give Montclair Police a call. Meanwhile, they are asking for donations to help them kind of restore what they had so they can continue helping the community. This community nonprofit been in business for 20 years. If you'd like to help out, we do have a link on our website, kcalnews.com. Pat and Juan.
All right, Mike, thanks.
Boom. Wow.
Crazy.
No joke, bro. No joke. So listen, guys, $100,000 is what they need to get back up and running. I'm going to personally be donating some money. Me and my wife, our church, our ministry is going to be donating some money as well. So we ask you guys to join us. Jump in. This is a worthy cause. And God has been using Phil and his wife and his team. I trust them. I love them. I've seen, you know, firsthand with my own eyes, the stuff that they're doing. And we got to get this community center back up and running. It's going to be even stronger than before.
Yes, it is. Amen. Amen. I believe that.
Cool. Well, listen. I had the volume up on that one for the IG people. I think it's good now on IG. I turned the volume up when it was on the other one. It's all these different things, right? So man, we were talking the other day, Phil.
Yeah.
And although this has been challenging, it's been hard, I was just like, well, you know what, man, compared to some other stuff that you've been through, this is light work.
Yeah.
So, man, talk a little bit about some of the stuff that you've been through beyond even like you're a pastor and you had to pastor through a pandemic in Los Angeles with a lot of restrictions. And there's been a whole bunch of challenges on that. But then in the middle of the pandemic, you found out that your wife, you know, had some cancer, had some issues that you were totally unaware of. And she had this surgery that was, what was it, like 11 hours?
It was nine hour surgery. Yeah. Yeah. So it was crazy, Pastor Tommy. Basically, right at coming to the end of the season of the heat of the pandemic, some things kind of were just bugging her belly. She was not feeling right. We went in for some doctor's appointments, some tests. They didn't like the blood levels. They said some stuff was off.
I remember that, bro. You came down to Flavor Fest. And she was having some issues with her stomach, and she thought it was because she went and had some Chicago pizza, right?
Right. Yeah. Right. And so it was something else, man. So we just went in, and they were going to do an exploratory surgery. Right when they were going to do that exploratory surgery, she said, you know what? I'm not going to go in this week. I'm going to fly out of town, and I'm going to have my grandmother pray for me. So her grandmother out in Holland in Europe, it was just a revivalist. God used the family to plant hundreds of churches and all types of ministries across the globe. But they were just people that functioned in the healing ministry. And she said, I just felt like God told me to go. So she went out, got prayed for, turned around, came back. And about 5 days later, we went in for our exploratory surgery. Doctor says, we're not sure what it is. We're not sure what the problem is. They said it could be cancer, could be this, could be that. We don't know. But we have a feeling that something's not right. So we went in, wasn't 1 hour, wasn't 2 hours, but 9 hours later, they had removed all type of stuff. It was super traumatic on so many levels, just to see the person you love that you've been with for so long have to go through that much pain. About 12 weeks later, because of the healing process took a little longer, they got her in. She was on chemo. There were some issues with her left ovary that had according to their report, caused trouble in different areas in her body, her bowel, her pancreas, different areas. And so there was an extensive surgery. And if it weren't for Jesus, she'd already be in heaven. But because of God's goodness, we got started on platinum chemo and then went to about a few other lines, this and that. And so by God's grace, we're just continuing in a journey of healing, man. And by his stripes, she was healed. But she went for about, I would say, 14 months, if I'm not mistaken, because this was December 11th, 2021, when she went in for surgery. And about 12 weeks later, she was in for chemo. So she was on for about 14 months on chemo, came off traditional, went into some targeted therapies. They gave her a little break here and there, but they just, it's been this journey. So to say the least, her journey toward the manifestation of her healing has been crazy. Good times, hard times. But one of the greatest things that I've learned, Pastor Tommy, is through the pain, God has a way of drawing your heart closer to him if you'll let him. Mm-hmm. If you'll let him. And that's the key. I think the key is, do you let the hardship push you toward Christ or push you away? And for us as a family, I can say we've never been more healthy in our marriage. We've never been more healthy as parents to our children. We've never been more unified and more joyful. There's nothing like a perceived problem that'll push you together and get you fighting on the same side instead of against each other. So, we're richer for it. Things that shake the tree take off the loose stuff. And so it's just been a refining process, and it's been crazy.
Man, anytime believers go through stuff, many times that's when we got to lean in on the Lord even more. Even just look at the church as a whole. The persecuted church is usually the church that's growing and making moves. And it's sometimes when nothing's happening, we can get comfortable. And I'm not saying that we have to go through suffering and persecution in order for God to work. But when those seasons happen, when those unexpected things pop up, it's not always a bad thing. There can be some beauty that comes out of it, even through suffering and the difficulties.
That's right. So,
yeah.
Yeah, and it has, bro. It really has. We've been grateful. And, one of the things that just God really put on my heart one day as I was meditating on, you go through the stuff like, why, God, why does this have to happen? Because it's just it's a normal question we ask. But one of the greatest things that kind of came to me when I was talking with the Lord one day was the thought that, Tommy, I never asked to be born. And my wife never asked to be born. We were the imagination of the divine Godhead. We were somewhere in God's imagination in time and eternity. He said, before you were formed, I knew you. And so there becomes from that kind of mindset a gratitude that I've been wrapping my heart around by faith, just saying, God, thank you for not only what you're going to do as you heal my wife, but God, thank you for what we've already had. Thank you for the years, the joy, the beauty, my life, good, bad, and ugly. And we've all been through stuff. And it makes you really look with like great anticipation to that, like what we say back in the day, Maranatha, Lord, he's coming again. And that's the stuff that makes your heart burn. That's the stuff in a good way. That's the stuff that makes your soul cry out for the living and the true God, that someday he's going to, yeah, he's going to wipe every tear from our eye. But you know what? In the meantime, I've been blessed, bro. I've been mad blessed. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful even in the middle of these storms just to praise God, to be here more than raising money. God's got the money. He ain't got no problem with money. He's got no problem with vision. The biggest thing is, will his people praise him in a hard season? And I'm like, come on, Jesus, we love you. We trust you. You're good. You're God. So that's where it's been. That's where it's been, skinny twin.
Yeah. So your praise, man, has been different
this
season. Let me ask this, man. What does your prayer life look like in the past, year and a half? How's that changed?
Well, I'll tell you this first, Pastor Tommy. My staff and my church, their prayer life has been through the roof because they love Pastor Mel. And, I have a dude who Pastor Tommy calls the mustache man, but he's a staff dude. And
him that, and you got me started on it. He's got this epic stash.
Yeah.
But I was a little disappointed when I saw him a few weeks ago because now he has a beard. And it's not really – before it was just like the stash.
Yeah, it was.
Had the little curls on it sometimes.
So, yeah, that's anyway, my –
shout
that's
out to
my,
Jeff. Shout out to Jeff Bush.
Yeah, Jeff Bush is the man. And he's been heading up, prayer every morning. Like for 1 hour, my staff prays for my wife. And then on Friday, they and our deacons and our volunteers come out and they pray 3 times in the day, man. That's a 3-hour setup where they're like, yo, can we do this? And it's just been like that for over a year. And so, yeah, our prayer life has been through the roof. Other times you're working so hard, I wish I could get more time in with the Lord, but I'll tell you, the prayer has been richer. It's been deep, and it's been something where, prayer is our primary way of talking to God. So you bet I'm talking to him a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been crazy. Awesome,
so in the middle of this, your prayer has changed. Your praise has changed. As an artist, what's God doing musically right now? Even with some of the songwriting and the what do you got brewing, man? I know there's been some stuff that's been marinating.
Yeah. So I love that. I wish, honestly, as artists, I think that we have, we're emotional beings as humans, but I think as artists, we're a little tapped into that a little bit, maybe a little more deftly. I wouldn't say that other folk, I wouldn't be so silly to say that all people that aren't artists don't feel on the same level, but there's a level of ability to express the feelings that we have that it's almost therapeutic to be able to go to the booth and record something or go hit the keys. And so that whole thing has been cool. I wish I have had more time and focus because between writing sermons and writing a book, actually writing 3 of them that I haven't finished that I should have been done with 2 years ago, like all these different things that we're doing, things are just a lot of times things are in flux. And so the most important things have become the most important things. But yeah, this year I put out, I think, about 3 singles, and they have really been reflective of a sense of gratitude. I put out a song where I sang the whole time. I never do that. So I put out a song called Joy right in the middle of this.
Yeah, let me say this, man. Hip hop is changing, man. A lot of rappers are becoming singers now, too. And by the way, you killed it on that song, bro. You got some vocals.
Thank you, bro. So thank you. And yeah, I think, it's cool because that song in particular is done a lot better than most of my other songs here recently. So I'm thankful. It's resonating with people, getting on some really dope lists and charts and cool stuff like that. So, I'm just praying people are encouraged by it. And really, it's just, I guess, to answer your question a long way or in a shorter way, there's been a lot of gratitude that I think has just been permeating through what I'm talking about.
Man, that's good, bro. I look forward to more Fill the Voice music.
Yeah, man, thank you.
You've got even a richer life experience to pull from and to relate to. And like you said, music is therapeutic. And when we write stuff about some of the pain and things we've been through, that's a language, man, that connects with people. And I love it. At the same time, though, your latest song is Joy.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times artists, we just talk about pain, but man, what about the joy part? What about what we're trying to get to? We want to be happy. We want to have joy, but how do we do that in the midst of the storm? How do we hope and know that the best is yet to come, man. So
that's good. Yeah, and I think you tapped into it with that prayer kind of topic, Tommy, because that's that Philippians 4:4, you know, pray about everything, don't worry about anything. You know, it's so easy to say, don't worry, don't be anxious for nothing, bro. But I've learned this too, and if I can communicate this, I pray it'd be a blessing. There is a lot of, you know, people love to be in control, but control is a figment of our imagination.
Yes,
God's in control. And so you can be a lot more joyful when you realize that God's got you right in the middle of his hand, and you're his child, and he's got things under his control. And just relax and pray, because the Bible says the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man, it actually accomplishes something. So when we pray, things change on earth, not just in heaven. So we know the greatest thing we can do is not necessarily go to another doctor appointment. It's pray. It's ask God, Lord, would you get involved on this? Lord, I know you already are. Get glory out of this thing somehow. And Lord, we believe you for your promises, because you're not a man that you would lie. Whatever you said that you will not do, whatever you promised that you will not fulfill, heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will not pass away. And he said, I am the Lord God who healeth you. He said, I'm Psalm 103.
Man, I'm preach.
Forgive all your sins and I heal all your diseases. So all means all every single time in the Hebrew. So I took all and we said, Lord, it's just a matter of time till her health springs forth speedily. So we just resting in God in the midst of that, resting in God in the middle of the burn down, resting in Christ, saying, Lord, we can still have joy right in the middle of the storm.
Yeah, man, that's good, bro. Preaching right here on the podcast.
Mm.
That's the pastor side, man. So let's talk about that. We talked about family, nonprofit, music. Let's talk about the pastor hat, which, by the way, man, I wore this hat
today
because when you were here in Tampa a couple of years ago, I bought this hat.
I remember.
And you bought a Tampa Bay hat too, your first one.
I did. I had to show love, bro. I show love on that stuff, yeah.
You did.
You said
you had like 75 LA hats.
Yeah, I got rid of them all, bro. They got too important to me. I burned them up one day.
How about the Lakers, baby?
I got a lot of Lakers hats, so yeah, I love my Lakers.
Yeah, yeah. So man, let's shift gears and let's talk about Nations Church, man. And some people may not know that you're also a pastor; they may just know you from your music. But talk a little bit about the church and the vision, and kind of even the rebirth post pandemic of what you guys are doing.
Sure, Pastor Tommy. That's a great question. I mean, yeah, like a lot of us pastors, you know, we faced a really crazy season just seeing folks just fall out of church, especially in LA. There's, depending on the demographic that you're dealing with, you know, culturally, there's different things that different cultures kind of hold to. If I talk to my brothers here from African-American churches, their numbers seem to be a little bit lower than some other churches. Some of the white churches seem a little bit more bumped up. We don't know why. We just know that everybody's got a different approach and everybody has a different worldview. So we're a multi-ethnic church. So we've got red and yellow, black and white, just like you guys. So we've got a whole microcosm of LA. We know some of the Spanish churches, the numbers didn't even change. So they were just like rock and roll. So everybody's different. And it's been a crazy, crazy sort of season. For us, we lost like 60% of our church right off the bat. So we were like, where'd 60% go? We're calling them. They're talking to us. They're saying, we love you. They're sending in their money. Hey, that's cool. But that's not the goal. We want to see. I mean, that's a good thing. We can keep the lights on for Jesus' name. But what's the big thing? We want to see lives connected in community. Yes. Really growing, getting on those growth tracks, getting involved in volunteering in their community and getting to know Jesus better. Well, it's hard to do that from a cell phone or a computer. And we do know the stats are that people mostly, when they're watching the service, stay on for about 6 to 7 minutes, depending on who you're reading. And so we know that people just aren't getting the same submersive experience that they are when they're in person.
Right.
So I think at first I was like every pastor, annoyed. Then it moved over to ticked off. Then I got out of ticked off. And now I'm on some grace stuff and just being saying, Jesus, if they don't want to come, that's on them. You know what I mean? And just focus on who's there. And so that's what we've been doing, is continuing to outreach to the community, focusing on who's there. And we've built, in essence, a new core. And so we're still, I'd say, about 50% of what we once were, which is kind of rough. We're back to two services now because we had to go drop down to one, but we're back to two. Numbers seem to be climbing. We had the biggest service just a few weeks ago that we've had in 3 years, so I praise God for that. And so God's just continuing to bring in new folks. And, you know, like I said, we're continuing to serve the community by helping with life needs and different things like that, and running our youth ministries and doing all the stuff that churches do to try and add value to their community and seek the good of the city. So, yeah, that sort of thing.
That's good, man. Where can people find Nations Church, man? Tell everybody out there.
Yeah, Nations Church LA, nationschurchla.com, N-A-T-I-O-N-S, churchla.com, or go to youtube.com/ Nations Church LA, and you can see like all of our, we keep services up there, sermon series, those sort of things, always fun stuff up there, but come holler at us. When I was at Flavor Fest, I had a few people say, hey, man, I've seen you preach. I didn't know you were at this thing. I said, come on, Jesus, let's go.
That's what's up, man. Yeah.
People like YouTube, so go on to YouTube if you don't want to go to the church website and just check us out. Let us know how we can pray for you and serve you. We're getting people now that are tuning in like you are. Everybody is. You know, they're in different countries. They need Bibles, all different type of cool stuff. So, you know, we're there to serve. And it's been exciting, Tommy, seeing how God's helped us to really rebuild, as that is your one of your taglines. And you've inspired me so much on that and on so many levels. So, just thank you for being who you are to breathe life into dudes like me that are walking through that same parallel journey that you were. And I know your church is killing it right now.
Yeah, man. And that's because we're in Tampa. And but tell them about the street that you're on. What's the name of your street?
It's called Tampa.
So you got some Tampa anointing, man.
Yeah, man. We're connected on weird levels. Yeah, for sure.
It's
we're
so
on
funny,
Tampa,
man. I've never even seen like a Tampa street in like any other city.
Yeah.
That's really strange, man. But that's a God connection. Yeah. But like you said, man, every church is in a season of rebuilding post-pandemic and, you know, crossover as well. We only had about half the people come back at first. You know, we opened up in Florida a lot quicker than most other states, which gave us an advantage. And then we also have everybody and their grandmom is moving to Florida. Yeah. They're leaving L.A. and all the high taxes places, New York as well. And so we've just had a lot of new people in our city, in our community that are looking to tap in somewhere. And so, but even though our numbers are great, we've been rebuilding because it's a new church. You know, 75% of our church that's plugged in now, they weren't here over 3 years ago. So even though, praise God, our church now is even bigger than we were 3 years ago, it's a new church, which has new sets of challenges and dynamics. And so I'm working with different leaders right now that they're working together and they don't know each other that well yet. They don't have the history that some of us had, you know, that have been here for a while. And so there's just lots of layers of different challenges. But I just want to encourage leaders out there and spend time with leaders, pour into them. You got to build that trust. Yes. I want to remind you, too, you got to keep talking about what your church is about, what your DNA is.
So
we assume everybody knows, but when you've got a bunch of new people, they don't know. They don't know what Flavor Fest is. They don't know what Love Our City is. They don't know, you know, some of the staple things that your church may be about. They may have no idea about that because you just assume. Everybody knows this. No, there's a bunch of new people that haven't been here since the last time you did that. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big part of what we've been going through, Pastor Tommy, is like, you know, just having to reintroduce our core values, having to get people into those tracks to get them to understand this is who we are. This is what we do. These are our distinctives. I think a lot of us as pastors are doing that because we're garnering new friends and new family, but they got to know who we are so that they can help reproduce that anointing or that mantle or however you want to call it, that approach to ministry.
Yeah, man, I keep saying, man, this is a reminder for me that we need to do a series at our church on Sundays on our seven core values. And so we got everything pretty much planned out for this year, but I think next year I might just top off the year, which is going through our core values and come up with a, you know, cool name to kind of cap all in. But I really know our hearts.
Last time we did that, I printed up a t-shirt that had all the core values on it and we were giving them away and selling them and people were all pumped up. But I think you're inspiring me now. We're about to do the same thing. I love it.
Yeah, we got to do it, man. It's that season, bro.
Yeah.
So, hey, man, one other thing today before we jump off. You did mention, I'm not going to let you get away with it, but you mentioned that you've been working on some books, and I've been on you. Your big brother's been on you. Like, you got to finish those books, man. So, man, talk about the vision of those books and what the first one is, because you can't release all three at the same time. That's not, no, you got to do one at a time.
Yeah, there's two that are very close, and then there's one that I'm still doing a lot of research on. So the two that are very close, the first one is passing the generational baton. Really, it's like a treatise on the book of First Samuel, and kind of looking at his life and what were some of the core values from his mama, how she was able to pass down a righteous heart. Obviously, every kid, it don't matter if you're a church kid like I was, or, you know, a pastor's kid or whatever, you got to learn to own your own relationship with Jesus. So that's one of them. Nice. And how to be intentional as a parent to be able to pass that down. I've had some really amazing learning experiences and a lot of mistakes, and I want people to learn from those. And I have some amazing children despite it. You know, they love God despite all my mistakes. So I want to talk about some of the things I did right, some of the things I did wrong, and some of the things that I learned in the Bible, and help parents be able to transmit that intergenerational blessing. So that's one of them. That's one of them. The other one that I'm really, really excited about, and that is really close to being just like getting ready just to go and go for it and put it to press, is the concept of healing. I started 3 years ago on a book on healing, a theology. So it is a theological treatise on healing. It hits every scripture in the Bible on healing. So the book is going to probably be about 400 pages. It's pretty long. And the concept is really pulling and deriving truth from the scripture on application for that. So in other words, the name is not really settled yet, but the picture is the covenant of healing. God is a God of covenantal healing. So when he says, I'm the God, Jehovah Rapha, I'm the God who heals you, he says, I entered into covenant. And then tying that covenant through the blood of Jesus, as it talks about in the book of Galatians and 1 and 2 Corinthians, that we have been grafted into this covenant, and that through the blood of Jesus, we have a new and better covenant. And so I really trace healing through the entire scripture, or the entire canon, and show that it is a covenantal right. And just as much as people go to heaven with bad attitudes, people go to heaven sick, and they don't always necessarily have to, from my perspective. And there are a few little loopholes that God gives. But other than those, I believe that we can hold fast to the promise of God and see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And really, those are the two ones that I'm really working on. And then I have another one that I'm about, I'd say about halfway done with, and it's a book on worship, theology of worship.
Good, man. With that healing book, bro, you're going to have a lot of real life stuff to add to that and through the journey of that. So God gave you that book 3 years ago. You said you started on it, and you got a lot of other personal content to add to that mug. Wow.
Yeah.
So which one's first, man?
I think healing, that's the one. That's the healing book.
Yeah.
So, yeah, God is good, man. So keep me in your prayers. Hopefully we can push that thing out here in the next few months and get that thing to print. And, man.
Be amazing if it was out by Flavor Fest.
Come on, Jesus. That would be great.
You are coming to Flavor Fest in Tampa.
I am, man. I'm excited about being there and being brought in, and the love, and just excited just to celebrate, share some dope new music, and definitely we'll have some new music by then, so I'm excited.
All right, so cool. Let's do a couple like fast questions, the fast Flavor Fest questions. So what was your first Flavor Fest you came to?
2016 was actually my first one. I followed you guys for years and followed Soul Mag forever, and through email spammed you back in the day before I knew you, and you showed me love, and I finally got in. And 2016, sorry.
So what's your best memory been from Flavor Fest, one that sticks out?
You know, my best memory from Flavor Fest was when I was backstage getting ready to rock out with the worship team, because you and Pastor Darnell had invited me to come out and sing with the worship team, and that's turned into a little thing, and that's been fun. I enjoyed doing that. And
the official rapper for the Te Amo song.
Hey, Te Amo. I got the T-Bone
in LA, man. It was dope.
Yeah, thank you. And so, yeah, we did our thing, and I remember I was backstage, and Jafia Life grabs my arm, and I always loved Jafia, and we had done something back in the day, and he was like, "Hey, what are you doing?" And that was just my boy. And so I didn't know he was going to be there, and I loved him, and he grabbed me. He says, "Hey, what are you?" I said, "Man, I want you on stage with me tonight." I was performing that night, and I think it was my first year at Flavor Fest. And he goes, "Yeah, man, I'm going to come on." So I had Jafia Life, who's an OG in the scene, really inspired people like Lecrae and so many others, and Thizzle and all them, to come from a different perspective. And so, yeah, he was my hype man that night. So I should have been his hype man. You know what I mean? That was one of my favorite moments back in the day.
That's dope, man. So favorite artist that you saw at Flavor Fest?
Favorite artist? You know, I love KB, bro. I love KB. KB's killing it. So you can't front on KB. He's just had that longevity, and he just gets better every album, every project.
Awesome. Best workshop you've been to at Flavor Fest that stands out?
Oh, by far. Won't even hesitate on this one. There was a young lady, I forget her name, and she had a marketing company. She's a Hispanic lady, and I forget, she was working with Disney and work. I forget her name. You know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
She had these
who you're talking about.
Okay. And she
and
was in there.
I see her face right now, and it's like slipping my mind.
Oh, my gosh. I forget her name, but that girl wrecked
me. Lily's,
probably.
Lily's good friend.
Okay, yeah, I need to go get that. Yeah, and she just was rocking pastors and rappers and telling them your stuff ain't lined up right. You've got no CTAs. You've got no sort of format to what you're even trying to do. And she was rocking us, but, man, I was taking notes, and I'm still eating off some of those notes she gave me back from 2016. Yeah.
Oh, that's good, man. What about the best speaker from Flavor Fest that stands out?
The best, and Tommy's like, the best speaker. You're winking at yourself right there. No, I'm playing right there. It's me. Man, the best speaker at Flavorfest. Okay, besides you. I liked E-Mace. I like E-Mace, and he was killing it. He was talking about some cultural issues that I felt needed to be addressed at a time when it wasn't very popular. And I like him for his, he's kind of got a brave heart. So I appreciate him.
He does, man. Shout out to Eric Mason. Keep him in prayer too, man. His wife has gone through a lot of health issues over the years too, man. I don't know if you followed the journey. And she has been in and out of the hospital with fighting cancer, and then she's been in remission. And I just saw a post with him. I want to say it was like 2 days ago. My heart was like, oh, man, she was in the hospital again for the last several days, and they're running tests, and she's not feeling good. And so and he just came out with another book. His Urban Apologetics book, part two, is out. And he was just kind of in the post expressing, like, anytime something, like, big is happening in their life ministry-wise, the enemy is trying to, like, come at them. And so definitely keep our brother in your prayer. And you might want to connect with him, bro. You got some serious things in common with him right now.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah. I hear that. Man, sorry to hear that. Yeah, but I love E-Mace. I think he killed it. He killed it every time I see him do his thing at Flavor Fest. Yeah, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, man, you are part of the Flavor Fest family, part of the Flavor Fest tribe. It is a tribe of multi-ethnic leaders from all around the country, from different church backgrounds, but we're doing work in the city. We're pastors that are innovative, we're outreach focused, but we're solid gospel churches that love the word.
Yes.
And we use hip hop as well. That's a big part of who we are, and that's part of it. And so, man, I'm glad you plugged in, man. You tapped into the tribe.
Yeah, for sure. We're family, period. It's been too late. It's been we've been through too much. So thank you, bro. Thanks for having me and bringing me in and showing me love. And for those who don't know, you need to know. And I think the Bible says pay honor to whom honor's due. When I was going through a really tough season being a senior pastor, not understanding how my gift set with music could mesh and meld into my gift set of and my calling to pastor, led by the Holy Spirit, Tommy reached out to me. And the Lord used you significantly in my life to breathe life into my calling and to help me really feel comfortable in my own skin and not try to fit some expectation that God never put on me, whether that had to do with the way that I presented the gospel or the way that I dressed or the way that I presented ministry in the context of the urban setting. So, yeah, you helped me just kind of like, you got this, buddy. You got this. Go for it. So just even those few minutes that we would talk here and there, man. So just know this is a man. You, for those who don't know, if you're maybe watching my thing, you don't know who this guy is, you need to follow him right now and support Flavor Fest, support Crossover Church, and support everything my brother's doing, because this is solid, solid people.
Well, thank you, bro. Thank you again, man. Everybody that is watching this on the live or the replay, we definitely want to get behind Fill the Voice and Von Style Records. Their studio burned to the ground, their community center, where they do a lot of free work in some underprivileged neighborhoods in Los Angeles. And so, Phil, just again, I know some people are tapping in later in the interview, but just real quick, cap off what happened, what you need, and where you're at, how people can give.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Pastor Tommy. Okay, so our community center in the Inland Empire, right outside of LA, just 8 days ago, burnt to the ground. We were all over ABC, CBS, all over the local news. It was a blessing because God got the word out of what we're doing. So it was like some free advert, but let's be real, we don't have a building anymore. So because of our insurance, our policy was the type of policy that only covered the damage that would have been done if we had started the fire. We did not start the fire. The neighbor did. And unfortunately, our insurance is covering none of our personal effects at all. So then we had well over $100,000 worth of work done in there, from building a studio, building a room within a room, a podcast area for the kids to be able to do podcasts, a live stage for them with lighting and speakers to be able to perform and to do all types of cool stuff. And that stuff was just went up in flames. The whole roof got burnt off. It was a crazy thing. So yeah, you can go to Vine Style Ministries. That's VineStyleMinistries, VineStyleMinistries.com. And you can go click at the top of the page for the GoFundMe right there on the icon and support us if that is something that you'd like to do and you feel that you can. We appreciate it. We pray God bless you. Thank you again for bringing us on. But that's the information. That's what's happened.
Awesome, man. Well, normally at the end of every podcast, I have the guest pray for everybody that's out there watching. But I just feel led today, man. I want to pray for you guys. And so,
yeah, thank you.
Anybody that's on this live on IG or YouTube, or if you're on the replay watching this or listening to this, just join with me, man, as we pray for Fill the Voice and Vine Style. Let's pray. Father, we come before you today and we pause and we say, you are good. Yes. Even in the middle of the storms, even in the middle of the trials, even in the middle of the fires. And this brother and his ministry has just gone through a fire where literally the entire community center was burned to the ground. They lost 100% everything. But God, we know you own everything. And we know you got plans. We know you got purposes. And we pray in Jesus' name that they're going to come out of this situation even stronger. And they're going to look back and say, man, the enemy trying to come in and tear it down actually just made it stronger. And you're opening new doors. I pray in Jesus' name, there's new doors of relationships, new doors of sponsorships, new doors of funding streams that are going to help multiply this ministry, multiply their impact and their influence right there in LA and even beyond, that it can become a model for other nonprofits and other churches to have this arm. And so, God, I pray you'll just breathe on it. You'll bless it.
Yes.
And that this fire is going to cause a literal, like a spiritual fire that's going to cause like wildfire, and you're going to move through it, God. So I pray that everything they need, funding, equipment, I pray even other partners that are going to come in to be teachers and, you know, administrators and all the things that make the program even that much more robust, I pray it's going to happen in Jesus' name. I pray for Mel right now, God, and her health. And he's writing a book on healing, the theology of healing, and he knows that, and he's been watching it now play out in front of him as you've been touching his wife's body. And God, we pray you'll complete that healing. You'll complete that healing, that book can get completed then. And I pray that in Jesus' name. I pray for Nations Church. I pray you'll just draw people from the north, the south, the east, the west, that it'll become a lighthouse more than it ever has before, right there on Tampa Street in L.A., And God bless his music, bless his children, and just everything that they're a part of, God. I thank you for my brother and his relationship with me and my family and my church and how he's been a blessing to us.
just bless them today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thanks, Pastor Tommy. Man, come on.
Amen, man. Let's give it up for Phil the Voice. We love you, bro. Yeah, man. So listen, guys, tap in, flavorfest.org. We're going to be in Atlanta June 10th, Houston, Texas, July 15th, and we will be back here in Tampa with Phil the Voice coming over from the West Coast this fall, November the 2nd through the 4th. You want to lock it in on your calendar. You don't want to miss it. We believe this fall is going to be our biggest and our greatest Flavor Fest that we've ever done. And so we love you guys. Stay tapped in. Any last words, Phil?
Man, just thanks for having me on. I love you. I love everybody. God bless you. Amen.
All right, fam. We'll see y'all in the next one. Much love.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning into the Flavor Fest Urban Leadership Podcast. Stay connected with us on social media at UrbanD813 and at Flavor Fest. We'll talk to you guys next week. Peace and God bless.